This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Quite transparently, I often find myself confused and unsure of how to approach the growing political and ideological divide in North America. On one hand, I desire to fight for conservatism and the ethics of how this new world was founded. On the other, it seems almost impossible to do so without aligning with some who fight for the right things in the wrong way. There seems to be little room for civil debate and dialogue. One must fully agree with the other's worldview or instantly become an enemy. How sad, for much of the greatest discoveries and ideological inventions of mankind have come from vigorous but respectful debate. Think of America's Constitution, or so many theological arguments. All have been debated in the halls of our legislators, universities, and institutions, and we are all the better for it. In today's culture, one must agree with the mob, whomever the mob is at the moment, or be shouted down, or worse. Everything is so personal, so full of emotional vitriol. Perhaps much of this comes from the individualistic relativism that has become the major source of ideology in our culture. Individual relativism says that my truth is my truth, as the individual defines morality and truth claims by their own experience. Maybe that's why so many are so determined to destroy anyone who doesn't agree with them. Truth is no longer an objective external reality that needs to be explored. Whether secularism or theism, truth used to be debated as something outside of one's personal experience, and it was something to attempt to uncover. Now, one's own truth is to be defended at all costs, which makes a person at odds with others who might disagree. We see this in the current culture war, and as Christians, it can be incredibly frustrating and feel impossible to overcome. Therefore, we end up trapped in arguments on social media that do nothing but cause anxiety. We scratch our heads at the crazy ideas that permeate the culture. So how do we conduct ourselves in this incredibly frustrating world? Well, let's run to God's word for help, as we always should. Ephesians 5:15 through 17 tells us to walk circumspectly, or with precise stability. It says that we are to be wise as we redeem the time, meaning that we are not to waste our precious time on meaningless and immature pursuits. The passage then says that because the times are evil, boy, are they ever evil now, we are to be different, calculated, measured, and respectable. The passage then says that God's will is that we walk in wisdom. The very best way we can fight the ideological culture wars of today, dear Christian, is to walk uprightly with wisdom and be respectable people. That means we don't fight like they do. We don't compromise our integrity for the sake of winning. We pursue leaders with character, and we dig into God's word to renew our minds daily. You can fight all the political battles you want. You can argue on Facebook, and you can scream your party's battle cry from the hilltops. But if you don't walk uprightly with wisdom and character, you are missing God's will for you to walk in wisdom. I've messed this up many times, and I need to pray for help every day in this area. Let's encourage each other to the higher calling and example of circumspect wisdom in the midst of so much evil in the world around us.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.